Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
If there's any Days of Our Life calls, call
1-347-850-8721. I want to take some Days of Our Life calls tonight. Yes, I do. Nick Fallon, you need to die for the scum you are. That's one thing. I just want to have my own little room because, you know what, it's my show. Okay, ABC, you know, once again, you do me wrong. You do me completely wrong. And, you know, I understand that there is not a lot of, you know, Elizabeth Hasselbeck fans. But you know what, ABC, I was one of them. I love them. I love all the Hasselbecks. Seattle got rid of Mad. They should have never got rid of Hasselbeck here. You know, that will be Seahawks' death about death for me. I haven't really forgave them for that because, you know, they should have not fucking did it, and they did it. And now ABC did it with Elizabeth, and it's not right. And I'm sorry, I'm pissed. You know, I am pissed off because, well, I can be. And ABC, you will be getting hate mail. You will be getting so many things from me. It's not even funny. And so, that is one rant. Another one I will discuss on the air, because you know what? If they tell me they're still coming and attacking us and attacking Lays on Radio, I will not be putting up with this. I will read you something tonight that I just want to kill this, thing over. Thank you, Kathy. Going to send them a love letter Valentine? No, I will be sending them a death Valentine. They are dead, dead, dead. Bad, bad, bad people. So, you know, if any Days of Our Life callers call in, the number is 1-347-850-8721. And, that is, and I'm pissed off about Johnny, Brandon Barras. I'm pissed to the death about that. I don't want my Johnny to go. I'm not happy about it. I want to kill people. So, yeah, that, there's more rants to come. Just remember. So, I will let people on. And then we will start the show. And we will have a good show. And let's try and not fight people. Well, and I have a book, Logan. When we get to B&B. So let me bring on Kathy first, so she will kill me. Hey, Kathy. Oh, maybe I didn't press it. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Callie.
Yeah. So how did you like my rant so far? I mean, I'm not done. The night has just begun, people.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself, you skipped a few people, but I couldn't think of who they were, so... But,
my rant's
like
going to last.
I could rant about Nick, too. Yeah, he's bad.
Well, I'm hoping that we get some Days of Our Life calls in because, you know, I know not a lot of people watch Days, but, you know, if anyone wants to...
I didn't see it today, so I don't know what
happened. You know, if people want to rant about Nick Fallon, you know, call me, please, 347-850-8721. And I think this is Alisa. Alisa?
Hey. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Alisa called me.
Hi, Alisa.
Yay.
Hey, Carly. What's going on? How you feeling?
Well, Well, I'm welcome. I have missed you on the show. I miss when we go out of it, but it's not personal.
Don't worry, because we're going to go at it tonight. We sure are. Because hey, Cassie, what's going on?
Oh, good to hear your voice.
Yeah, we miss you.
Yeah, I've just been, you know, busy, and then I haven't been keeping up with the soap, so I feel like now I have something to say before I call in.
Good.
Yeah, this whole Elizabeth Hasselbeck, best thing they did. Best thing. Loved it. I was so tired of her.
Okay, this is a throwdown between Lisa and I. I don't love it. I'm not happy. This was wrong by ABC. This is wrong, wrong, wrong on so many levels.
The thing is that I read an article on this local radio show, and they said, well, they did a poll as far as the viewers and people that watch The View regularly, and they said, no, they didn't like Elizabeth Hasselbeck, but they said she was too extreme, too far right, and they just didn't like her. She was very polarizing. And that's what, quote unquote, that's what the majority of people that took the poll said about her. And I've always said the same thing.
That's what I read too on the
thing. Well, you know what? Polls are polls. Yeah. They can go bite me as far as I'm concerned. I love her.
You know, I won't say I hate because that's a strong word. I don't personally know her, but I'm just glad that she's gone because she was too obnoxious. And I'm not even going to say that it's because she's a Republican, because there are plenty of Republicans that, you know, have sensible things to say. But she ain't one of them. So I'm glad she's gone, and I'm a damn Democrat. I'm happy she's gone. Bye.
Well, I'm not, and ABC will hear from me because this was a poll decision. You know, they have fucked with the wrong person on this. So,
if you want to know the worst decision they made when it came to The View, when they got rid of Lisa Ling. Now, she was a credible journalist. And they brought on the stupid
She thing. Was good. She was good. I liked her. Well,
yeah,
I watch The View every day, and I'm sorry, Kylie. Elizabeth is definitely my least favorite, and part of it is because she's too conservative for my liking. I mean, I don't agree with almost everything she says. So I like Joy Behar. I like Joy Behar. Who's leaving. She's my favorite.
Joy half of the time.
And you know what? I love Joy Behar. She's got a lot. She's a very smart woman. But you know who else I need to get rid of? Sherry.
Now I like Sherry.
Yes. Yeah, give us, yeah.
I like Sherry.
Oh, give her a whoopee while you're at it. Candace and Sam, you're on the line too.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Okay.
Hey,
Alicia, I have to agree with you.
I agree with you too, Alicia. And Carly, wait a minute, before you even say
anything. I agree
anything,
with you too, Alicia.
I'm going to tell you this right now, Carly. Don't think this was ABC's fault. Elizabeth Hasselbeck has been shopping her own talk show over at CNN and over at Fox News. So this was not ABC. This was Elizabeth's decision. She wanted to be, she was trying to wait till the season to announce it, but because of Joy Behar's announcement, Elizabeth chose to announce it, that she was leaving. She is shopping a talk show. Okay.
Yeah.
So
if she wanted to see her, she's going to show up on Fox News eventually.
So it was not.
You know, I love this. You know,
Carly, wait a minute, Carly. Okay. I'm giving major props to ABC this week for getting Marcy Riley to come over and play Lulu on General Hospital. That was a surprise announcement this week, because a lot of people didn't know about her being a recurring character on Young and the Restless. But it's CBS's loss, it's ABC's gain. So go ahead, ABC, with that. Two.
All right.
You said, okay, two, I will miss Joy Behar. She was the funny lady that you would go over to somebody's house and drink some coffee and just have girl talk with. Rude,
and she's,
obnoxious.
And she's smart.
And she's smart. Two, I gotta disagree. Sherry needs to stay on there because she's the only one that can bring the realness. Like, She's one of your girlfriends that when you go to the hair salon, she's the one that be like, girl, let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about that. Don't you think he looks
I
cute?
Can't stand Zoe, and I'm glad she's going. Sorry, well, you know I can't stand her.
Well, Sherry is not good, but I just feel like she should. But my opinion
right.
on Sherry is that she rarely has anything credible to say. The best example that I can make of Sherry being the most annoying person is before when President Obama was first elected. Now, before he was elected, she didn't know who she was going with. She was like, well, I don't know. And her and Elizabeth were both like, you know, she was leaning with Elizabeth, and it was so annoying. It was so annoying. And then the very next day, after he had been elected, the first time,
she's
TV crying. I'm just so proud, and now my son knows what he wants to be. And then finally somebody, Barbara Walters, said, well, if that's how you feel, then how come it took you so fucking long to decide who you're going to vote for? So,
yeah,
thank
amen.
You for saying
right.
that. Thank you.
God bless her, but she...
Me.
Yeah, God bless her, but she's just not very smart.
I like
Sherry. I don't like Sherry at all.
Hey, I don't. It's not that I don't like her. She's just not very smart.
Thank you.
And you can keep Whoopi. Like, trust me when I tell you, I remember. We've pretty much been through all the cycles of The View hosts. From Lisa Ling, by the way, congratulations on her baby boy.
Yes.
I think it was born today or yesterday. Jet Lee, his name is Jet. That's all I got. But, like, Debbie Knobles, Meredith Riera, Rosie. But Elizabeth had to, I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't like her on Survivor.
Yeah, you know what? I love her. She was one of the reasons why I watched The View. She was the only reason I was watching The View. Sorry.
Did you watch The View every day, though? You should have watched every day, and maybe they wouldn't have gotten rid of her.
Oh, yeah, come on. They would have found a reason. Okay,
well,
you know what?
No
one likes people that are Republicans. So they will try everything they do and get rid of them. So.
They kept her on for 9 years. Why would they get rid of her now just because she's a Republican? Are you kidding me? The executive producer of the show is a Republican.
And you know what? The fact is that most of those viewers that they polled and asked questions about...
You know, most of them viewers probably didn't have a brain in their ass to even think about it.
Wait a minute, Carly. Hold on. It doesn't have to do anything with Democrat, Republican, black, or white.
Wait a minute, Carly.
Elizabeth has... Wait a minute. Out of all of the hosts on that show, I personally found her to be boring and sour. She would say whatever it was that the higher staff, the executive producers, would tell her to say. Okay? She could have spoke her own mind about certain issues. And I'll give you a perfect one. If anybody watched this one, it was about the safety in the schools. The comment that Joy Behar said was they should, at schools, put safety metal detectors and have tighter security. Elizabeth said, no, she doesn't agree to that. She thinks that it was the teachers who are supposed to protect the children, which is true. Teachers are supposed to protect. But before they enter the school, they should be checked down. In my opinion, they should be checked down. And it doesn't even say it is about an elementary school. But you have crazy parents who go send their kid, and this is sad for me to say it, with guns, with knives. And the little girl was like, oh, no, they shouldn't. No, the teachers are supposed to. I was raised to believe that, you know, parents would do such things. Okay, different time. And Shar even said the same thing. Joy said the same thing. Whoopi didn't say nothing. She just gave a look. Because Elizabeth is that prim and proper girl who grew up in a different time, so to speak. I mean, I think I'm actually older than Elizabeth. I think.
I don't know how old she is, but yeah, she doesn't speak to me at all, so.
No.
Well, she speaks to me a lot, so, and that's what I loved about her. See, you know, I'm
too insulting. There were times when she was too insulting, when she didn't have to be.
Offensive.
And it was so insulting.
She is offensive. She offended me on so many levels. I can't even tell.
Well, she never offended me. I applauded her every time she went out there. I thought she was great.
Well, that's good for you.
Thank you. Because there were times when any of them, I can go through with any of those hosts and say there were times when they said things that I didn't appreciate.
You know what? I'm sorry.
Whole crying over the N-word thing, you know? Oh, what do you mean I can't say it like everybody else can say it? Give me a break.
You can't
like
say
she was,
it.
Did
you
she
can't
come
say
to this?
It,
is she new to this planet, is what I want to know.
You know, it's funny. People can deal with when someone is have so much different opinions than other people, and they can't stand it. I'm sorry, I never disagreed with what she was saying when she was on The View. Actually, she was very, very lovely, and, you know, ABC will be getting a lot of emails and calls because this was the wrong call to do. And
you
I don't
what?
Care
honestly,
what polls say. And I don't care what polls say. Because if we listen to polls, really? Zeke and Sam were the hottest couple on Z8. Really? Oh, you came in. People should not even listen to polls.
It's not about that. And as Candace said, really, it's about the fact that she's been shopping shows around. But I just put that out there because that's from an article that I had read. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad she's gone. She was too offensive.
Well, of course you are, Candace, but I'm not.
I understand that, but I'm saying what I'm saying. And the majority of the callers probably feel the same way. Glad she is gone. Bye.
No, I will be glad when Whoopi Goldberg is gone and never return.
I don't even know why I'm arguing about a show I don't even like anymore, but part of the reason I don't like it is because Elizabeth was on it, so maybe I will watch it now. Look, I haven't watched that show regularly since Rosie left, okay?
Maybe on your own mail.
I watch it every day.
What did I miss?
Watch it
besides
every day.
That's it. That's it.
Oh. Well, let's see. Everyone is glad that Elizabeth Hasselbeck is gone but me because, well, she was way too mean and she was way too controversial and people got offended with half of the things they say. Well, I say crazy things too, so I guess people should be offended with what I have to say too.
Okay, but Carly.
It's the truth. She said controversial things so well.
Okay, moving on to General Hospital.
Don't offer your opinion anymore, everybody. Just move on to the next subject.
Why? Because you guys say so?
No, because you're basically telling us. No. So,
It is. Lainey, will you please weigh in on this since you got here, please?
Well, I don't really watch The View, so I don't really care. Sorry, Carly. I really can't help you out there because I can't. I don't really have an opinion. I never really cared for The View. I only watch The View if someone is on that I care about, like some actress or something. That's the only time
We have other calls, so let's see. Jane Russell and Wazoo is on. Hello?
How you going?
Good.
Hello, you can hear me?
I can hear you.
I can't hear you either. Call back in.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
No.
I think you got a troller, Carly.
Troll.
No.
Troll. I'm trying to shout over whatever offensive shit he's saying.
Okay, he's gone. Hello, you on the air? Hello? Okay, oh my God, okay. We are hopping with calls.
Hi.
Hello, you on the air?
Hi, what's up?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Tim.
Okay.
Hello.
I didn't get
this
that.
This is Tim.
Hi, Tim. What's your favorite soap opera?
My favorite soap opera? It's actually a new one. It was a, what's it called? I saw it on, I can't remember which channel. I think it was like HBO or something. It was like one of those soaps on demand or something like that. And, it was actually like a soap, and it was about this big green guy who was like really singled out and all that. And like, I'm sorry?
Oh, was he a troll?
No, he's not a troll. I don't know what the hell it is.
Hello, he's gone.
Yeah. He's a troll.
Yeah, three in a row. He's got a soap opera off the top of his head.
He's not trying to message you, like, Carly. What is going on?
So, hey, Raven. Can I read that thing that I've been wanting to read?
Oh, the little Facebook thing? Yeah.
Okay, so someone has attacked Raven Radio and Raven fans.
My Facebook page. They messaged me on my Facebook page for Liaison Radio. So, yeah, go ahead and read it. This is really great, guys. This is what I was telling people about in my Facebook status. You guys have seen it. So, Carly wants to put it out there, so go ahead.
Yeah, I'm okay. They were joke. They have been no farther than ABC, and they have sucked up their team. I don't want to hear anything about chances, and their thousand or whatever. This always went with someone else. Liz is best chance with Lucky, the abuser. I made that part of the abuser part. And you idiots keep hammering away with Ziz. Ziz, I bash because you keep trying to make one of the worst couples on ZH relevant, and not only that of the silver couple, but overlook Ariel. There was no chemistry between Jason and the nothing. I'm not spreading hate, but you are spreading a myth, and it's time to end it. I don't appreciate you people whining about something that no one but you seem to give credit when it's not there. No one is stopping you from going to the Sam pages, but we don't have to lie. The Sam was a super couple, thank goodness. It's acknowledged by people, then you joke. Drinking too, spreading lies elsewhere, and stop pipping something that was never nothing but a joke. We'll say things, but I don't think you, because idiots have no meaning of the word. Okay, fucking this.
That was nice. So let's see. Let's recap, okay? One, Jason and Elizabeth is a myth. They were never a real couple. Number two, I'm an idiot for shipping them and pimping them and having a radio show about them. Number three, Jason was a super couple, and they are like the best couple ever, so bow down. That pretty much sums up.
Who is this person?
Just somebody on Facebook. I put it on my Facebook status. Their name is Denise. So if you come across a Denise, what's her name? I usually would not single this person out on air, but I mean, it was really rude. So, just warning people. It's Denise Smith Venable. Whatever. So, if you come across a Denise Smith, she has a picture of Sam as her profile picture. Just warning you, she's out there. So, you may want to block her before she attacks you, too. Just saying.
It's just an example of a fan base, you know, that's been cruel, really rude and crass from the very beginning. and they pretty much got everything they wanted. They had no reason to be assholes, but for some reason, the majority of them are. So, whatever.
Yeah. I know not all JSAM fans are like this, but when one, puts themselves out there to do this, when the couple's not even on anymore, so I've come to accept the fact that they're over, and they got their couple, so they should just, go away, go stay on their little pages. But to come to my page and just be immature like that, I was just like, really? Do you have nothing else better to do?
I don't know. They're just that, you got everything, so just shut the hell up. It's over.
Exactly.
Moving on.
Yes.
What else is going on in the world of soap?
Marcy Riley's coming to General Hospital. She's no longer Annie and Russell.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Tim?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to talk about the soap opera that I've been watching recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Could I tell you about it?
Oh, my gosh.
Hi? Hello? Can you hear me?
What soap opera are you watching?
Oh, it's actually a soap opera called Shrek, and he actually came out of the TV one time and started fucking me in the asshole, and he just put onions up my asshole. And
wait,
just,
wait,
have a nice day. Why are we on the toes tonight?
Quit answering the
question. The night of trolls.
Are you there?
Maybe he needs to go get a girlfriend and not stick to watching porno and actually go do something.
Hi, Carrie.
I agree with that. Hey, Carrie.
Is there a Chicago troublemaker on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
You've been causing all kinds of trouble already.
No.
Okay. Not my fault.
Sorry, I got my phone back.
Yay!
Hey, Candace. Who is this Wiley person?
She's Abby on Young and the Restless. Abby Newman, the blonde.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's
and she was also Lizzie on Guiding Light. The second, not the first one, the second one.
Second one.
Thank God.
Okay.
Well, actually, no. She was the third one because Hayden Panettiere was first, Crystal Hunt was second, and then Marcy was third one.
That's right. But adult Lizzie, I should say.
Well.
Yeah.
Well,
she's the new Lulu.
Okay.
I think she's going to be good. Well. Hopefully. I mean,
but
what'd you say?
They recasted it quick. You know they. It didn't take them, a really long time because that would have been extremely noticeable.
I can't understand how someone left the number one show to come to the number three show. I don't understand how that happened.
Well, she was retired.
Hello?
Don't y'all find it funny that we all said if Marcy wasn't on Yard of Restless, we all would want her to be Lulu on General Hospital? We all said it like last week.
Because that's what we know what we're talking about.
That's right.
We know our shit.
Yeah, it's just said that they recast Abby with another Hollywood Heights female.
Yeah, that's the third Hollywood Heights actress over there. And let me tell you, between the ABC recast and the Hollywood Heights, it's looking like Jill Fahrenfeld's personal playground.
Yep.
I have no comment.
Used to be the playground.
Uh-oh. Oh, I thought we were getting a reason.
I think you've got trolls in your chat room, too, because I've never seen this many people in your chat room.
I know. What's going on?
Which usually means it's trolls. So you got, at least 10 guests in here, I think.
Oh, great.
I would stay out of the chat room for a while.
Anyway, I'm glad it's not going to be a newbie playing Lulu because, it's a pretty big storyline that they're in the midst of, so.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of her. She's grown up so much. She's come a long way since I met her in the bathroom. True story right there. That's how I met her. We was in the same bathroom getting ready.
Well, Young and the Restless didn't want to put her on contract. It's their loss.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. But that's you, yeah, I mean.
You know, there's only so much dollars to go around. They have to save the money for the you know, for her pets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The assault serial killer herself, you know, she's got her own personal, you know.
Oh, and Lisa, guess who else is joining the cast of Young and the Restless? You're going to laugh at this one. You remember Candyman?
not who I think Candyman, no. Not
yes,
Bingo.
Tony Hawk. No, Tony, no.
Who
remember the movie Candyman? Remember the movie Candyman?
Oh, Tony Todd?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Charlie, did you let that troll back on?
Well, I mean, I heard about the Candyman thing.
Oh wow!
Who is it gonna be?
Leslie and Tyler's father.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had to laugh at that one though.
I know, I'm not sure when I found out about that. I'm like, stop playing. Like, Candyman in General City.
Well, they need, you know, all of these soaps when it comes to diversity, they completely suck. So it's a good thing. More diversity is a good thing.
But you know what's funny about the diversity thing? I agree with you, but the problem is if they're just going to put, you know, different backgrounds on just to say they're diverse and not do quality storyline, then that's a disservice, to, you know, to the whole
right
process.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. Because I'm really tired of every time an African American they're from the other side of the wrong side of the tracks and all that stereotypical bullshit. I totally agree with you.
Exactly. That's why it tickles me, you know, some people, whatever, like with this whole Lily thing. Why? You know, fact that they got this, you know, she didn't play it quite ghetto enough, supposedly. It's like, are you kidding me? You know.
That's so offensive to me. That is so fucking offensive to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I told Carrie, I said, what is ghetto? Like, what is meaning the definition of ghetto?
Exactly. Tell me what it is.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I think she's great. I love her in the role. And to me, I hope that they will decide to just really leave Kane and Lily alone and put them in the forefront. You know?
Yeah. Mhm. You want that effect? Yeah. Mhm. We can
that's
hope, right?
Nothing with that.
I'm all for every couple having angst, but when you have a couple that haven't had a length of happiness, leave the angst alone.
Right. That's mm-hmm. what's wrong with the whole Nikki and Victor thing. It's like it's getting old. They're old. Who else is gonna be for them? Seriously. You know, once you get to a age, it's like you accept, okay, we're going to die together. Smell your socks. I know about you. Who else is there other for
and what's wrong with each, you know, a soap opera having a couple, steady couple to anchor it? Since when was that like a bad word or a bad thing? Since when?
That's how it used to be. That's how it used to be many, many moons ago. I mean, look at General Hospital. It was Steve what's her name?
Audrey.
You know, they didn't bother them. I mean, hey, they had their trials and tribulations, but you stick it out. That's what most people do.
And, you know, another thing about those trials and tribulations, you're right. But you know something? When you have a couple, not every time there's a trial and tribulation, it has to be attributed to another man or another woman. It could be inner things, conflict, whether it be family, kids, work. It doesn't have to be another woman or another man. You know, that's the problem with soaps. They only know angst equals another man or woman.
Infidelity. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And the majority of relationships that end in this country, marriages, it's about money. So why are you always going to the infidelity thing? Stop playing the infidelity call. Come up with something else.
That's right.
So, I don't know, just like Michael and Lauren. Now they're about to screw them up. It's like
Lauren and Michael has had time to be happy. They've had, you know, their time. I mean, they've had.
But the problem is the way that they're trying to give them angst. You don't need infidelity. There are plenty of other things that they can use other than infidelity. Can we get creative here?
Menopause could have been one.
Thank you. Yeah. Andropause, you know, men get menopause.
Stress at work.
That's exactly the kids, the work could have been an issue. It's so typical to always go to the other third person.
And it's like, is Lauren really the type of person that steps out, you know, that betrays someone? I mean, is that even in her, you know, character history? You gotta
think
about
it. Was a throwback. My step-grandma said it was a throwback to when she first started on the show all those many moons ago. But you're right. Now she's completely a changed person. She's a mother. She's a wife. She owns her own business. She's Jill's half-sister. When is the last time they had a scene together?
Yeah.
Wait, when is the last time they had a scene together?
And that's the thing. When you have a couple and they're going to break up, let's face it, to an extent, you have to take one of them out of character to break up a couple if you're going to do it that way. But do you have to do it to the point where you can't recognize the person you're looking at?
Right. Yeah, it was kind of like when they had Felicia, you know, run off, you know, screw Luke. It was just so distasteful.
Now that's an example. I don't ever see her with Luke, but what she's doing with Frisco right now, that's kind of, you can almost see it because Frisco's always been, she's always had the tug to Frisco, so you can see where she's conflicted. She wants Max, the steady, reliable guy, but then there's Frisco. It's Frisco, you know?
But you know what? You know why in the end Frisco doesn't work? Because she had him and it didn't work. She was for it.
In my opinion, the reason it doesn't work is because he doesn't stick around long enough so that we can have a scene. But, I mean, you know.
No, off screen, when she came back for George's funeral, she said, well, she left, she was with him, and it didn't work. So it's like, I mean, keep in mind, this is the same man that left you high and dry with two kids to take care. So don't give me that bullshit about him being the love of your life.
Well, but then again, don't forget, Alicia, she left the kids high and dry too, so she can't cast stones.
That's true. No, but she didn't drop the dead child's name. Like, if you know, maybe if things were different, Georgie would still be alive today.
Yeah, but you know what? I saw where he was. But see, to me, I liked that they actually humanized him. He was actually taking on the guilt that he should have for not being there. I took that in the perspective of, wow, he actually feels guilt. Because he should have been there.
I mean, I understood where he was coming from, too. But at the same time, it's like, you know that Felicia is an emotional basket case. Period. And, yes, she is now in put into a position where it's, do I choose the man who really raised my children and was there for me and for the children when he could have been off somewhere else because he was their uncle?
But that's where we'll see if Felicia has grown as a woman, a mother, and a person, because clearly of the two, there's no comparison. Case closed. Let's see if Felicia grows.
But you know what? As far as I'm concerned, if I was writing it, I would have Max say, you know what? I don't want you back. You left me high and dry, and it's like, you know what? Go off. If you love Frisco so much, go be happy.
That's another good way to put it. That's another aspect of his personality. Why does he always got to be why is he willing to be her door or her second best?
Thank you. Who wants to be a second bank? Really?
I'm going to bring the lady of my heart necklace. How dare you?
Even I knew about that storyline. I'm like, oh, no, he didn't bring that necklace back.
I feel like this. I don't know why Brenda and Jax, I mean, I know why Jax is coming back. I don't know if Brenda, if Vanessa Montel is not coming back for a long amount of time.
Hey, Shiloh.
What's that? Hi,
everybody.
Hey, Shiloh.
Hey. Hey, Shiloh.
Hey. Continue. I'm just listening right now.
That's always
okay.
Good.
There's, I guess, possible when you want to come on then.
Okay.
I just didn't want to left you hanging there and you're thinking, you know, whatever. Okay.
That's always been my beef with VMG. She doesn't stay long enough to do a storyline.
Right.
And then she was last minute.
Sonny and Brenda, because it's like they should have never put them back together anyway because they knew she was leaving.
Yeah, but you know what? I disagree with that only since they could have put them back together and they could have had her go off and do a modeling job. They could have put them back together and then separated them from a, like she could have went off and done a modeling job or created some other angst. The problem I had with that was for the whole time she was back, it was all about the, first of all, they wasted a month while she was running around with people we didn't know. And then it was all the Balkan, the Balkan, the Balkan. I mean, they could have had 8 solid months and give that Sonny Brenda fan base what they never got.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we are talking about Brenda, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Dan? I mean, it took her a month to get home from Paris. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. And then once she got home, it was all about the Balkan. So,
yeah, I mean, it was. For me, it was. For me, it was a really let down. I mean, you know, I mean, I love Brenda, but that was a very bad let down on me. I'm like, okay.
That I'll blame on the running because it was crap from stuff.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah. It was just awful.
I mean, the Jax and Brenda fans, I will never forget this. It was a sunny when Jax and Brenda left with the little cute boy who could have played Cameron. And they was like, yes, they're going off together, yes, you know, and I was like, okay. I was like, only because of the writing, because both of them were leaving the show. Like, hello, like, common sense. We'd be like, oh, Dad, we're losing one leading man, because it was Ingo that was going first. No, it was Vanessa first, right, who made her decision to leave, and then it was Ingo. So the writers were like, okay, well, you know what, let's just put them together and let them leave town. Like,
what?
Even I could have wrote that.
I know, right? I mean, they could have had it where she had a threat and he put her away, you know, witness, I mean, not witness, but I mean, put her away. They could have just, they didn't have to trash, even in the 9 months that they had her, they didn't have to trash the entire history, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see how they come into play.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a complete clusterfuck from beginning to end.
Well, I mean, don't forget, that was your favorite period in time. Then you had Ethan, you know, looking at the painting. That how could you forget that period of time?
We're not going to get into that.
Well, he's coming back. Maybe I wonder if he's going to have the portrait with him when he blows back into town.
All I know is I just find it funny that they really, you know, put it out there that Tyler and him was coming back. They're both coming back, and now they're waiting for Jonathan Jackson.
Well, I hope Jonathan doesn't.
As much as some people don't want Jonathan to come back, let's think about it. He is Luke and Laura's son.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't have
sponsor.
A problem with him coming back as long as if they don't do LL2, which I don't think they're going to.
I do think,
you know, he can come back. Think about it. Jonathan Jackson hasn't had scenes with Jeannie since what year?
Since 1999.
There you go.
And if they were going to get L&L back together, it would only be because Becky was leaving the show. So it'd be more like ushering her off, and I don't think they're going to do that.
Right.
I think he could come back.
I mean, wrap up the storylines. Some of the storylines that was left open.
That can't be true because she's going to Genoa City. That has to be false.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
She's the new Victoria. We forgot. She's the new Victoria, everybody. New Victoria.
All right.
But what I mean is, if he does come back this time, I'm not even sure he'll even see Elizabeth because it sounds like the Spencers are going on an adventure. I don't even think they're going to be in town.
But not be in Port Charles.
Yeah, exactly.
Mhm. That's fine, because I'm waiting. So I'm really excited about AJ and Elizabeth.
Amen.
That's the couple. They're doing right now. They're doing it right. They're taking time. They're not rushing anything, which is the way it should develop. So they are the couple to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care what you do with Sam. She doesn't work with anybody. So just focus on them.
Why don't we just kill Sam and get over with by now?
That's why I'm not terribly broken up that Michael Easton's not on screen, because yet again that takes another, you know, lead a man away from her. Now what are they gonna do with her?
Yep.
I'm enjoying seeing this. I mean, it's, you know, a really good story to unfold, and I'm liking how they are doing it.
I'm
glad that Todd is going to be, you know, he's going to be coming back, because then that's somebody they can put Curly with, keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every man in the town. So, you know, give her somebody that she can't really get.
Wait a minute, she's not with John McBain.
Now you
want to
stick around Pine Valley and Landview? Come on.
She wasn't with John McBain. She wasn't with Duke, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah. She hasn't gotten around to it yet. Give her some time.
I just need her, and I just need a Laura Wright and a Jackie Seaman scene. That's all I need to get me through life is a Laura Wright.
No.
Oh, come on, there will be a Bobby and Carly scene.
For the 50th, they can reminisce about how she came to town to destroy her mother's life.
Why is that necessary?
Why is that even necessary? Hold on. Here's something else that's coming up. Now they claim.
No. Why is that even necessary?
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes,
we are reminiscing. And do you know that there's a rumor for the upcoming that Curly is going to bash Liz, and then AJ has to remind her, wait a minute, didn't she give her son's organs to your kid?
Yeah,
so it's like,
I'm
coming back.
Wait, excuse me, you know what? You know, people should be actually thanking Carly for donating things. You know what? People are way hard on Carly. I'm sick of it.
Well, she deserves it. Sorry. She deserves it.
No, she does not.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. She has earned it.
Yes, yes, she does.
I don't think she deserves a bunch of bashing.
It's not bashing. Well, it's not bashing.
It's a reality check. It's a reality check. All characters on General Hospitals, every once in a while, needs a reality check. And it could come from a person.
You know what? Bringing something that happened so many years ago up is pointless.
Okay, but it's the history of General Hospital. That's what they're celebrating.
Bobby and Carly have passed up. Why the fuck do you bring the past up like that? There's no need.
It could be a scene where Carly and Bobby said, boy, we've come a long way. And then Bobby said, yeah, we had flashback to when they first met. When Curly said that she was her daughter.
Because you say there should be a scene like that. There should be a scene like that. No, I don't think Curly needs that. I don't think Curly needs...
Okay, that hashtag won't be used.
We do the same thing to Sam. A lot of people say, why you can't get over the fact that she kidnapped, that she watched Jay get kidnapped?
Mm-hmm.
We do the same thing to Sam. We do the same exact thing. We are never going to like her. We hate her. She's she's done some horrendous shit. The same thing would apply to Curly. A lot of people feel that she's done horrendous shit. She's never really apologized. She's always got some sarcastic to say. She forgets about the shit that she's done. So I'm sorry.
Curly is in love.
Oh, you mean you don't miss sense? She's done it in the past. Why can it stay in the fuck in the past?
It's stayed in the past. It's not that it's it is in the past, but it's part of her past, all of it. Now, let's fast forward. First of all, let me just burst everybody's bubble. That thing about Bobby and Carly was facetious, but I will tell you what's not facetious. When it comes down to Liz and Carly, and period, point blank, Liz wins every time out. Carly's treated her like shit.
You know what? I don't agree with that.
You don't?
No, I don't.
You did.
I
have to agree with that.
Hold on.
When it comes to Liz and Carly, I have to go with Liz. I have to go with Liz.
Of course you will. I'm not surprised.
When Jake was born, Jason told her to stay out of it. She threatened, first of all, she slapped Liz. She threatened to take her child. And she's given that organ, and she has yet to properly appreciate that. And now she's going to mess with whatever she's got going on. I don't even care if it is for Todd. She should open the door for Liz. She should put the napkin on her lap. She should kiss her toes.
Thank you. When somebody, the fact that a woman is enough, excuse me, hold on.
Layman, the mess can you take on this?
She was woman enough to give her son, her dead son's organs, to her
I'm asking Layman, who take on it?
What?
Christy?
Yeah, Layman, what's you take on it?
I don't know if she's even there right now.
Yep. Yes, she is. But what do you want her to say about
it? I'm here. Sorry.
Chrissy, Curly wants you to agree with her. Can you please just agree with her?
Carly has treated Liz bad in the past, but Carly is who she is. She's going to be... I think Liz can fight her own battles, is what I'm saying.
Being who you are doesn't excuse anything, though.
It's not about Liz fighting
her own battles. Hitler was just being who he was.
It's about this. This is how I always saw Carly and Liz. Carly has always wanted the good girls. And listen to what I say. Robin was a good girl, but she had some bad in her. Carly sat on to that. She wanted people to see the bad Robin. With Elizabeth was always the good girl. She was the good girl. Carly ripped her apart to the point it was like, all right, and then everybody remember the slap heard around the world when Carly and Elizabeth had that fight, had that slap. She wanted the bad. And then when all this stuff happened with Elizabeth sleeping with this person, Carly loved it. But
she reveled in it. Not only did she love it, she reveled in it.
Reveled in it. But... in all honesty, when Elizabeth had to make that decision to give the organs to Jocelyn, who we never see, she didn't have to. She could have been real spiteful and said, you know what, Carly? All those times
you
had...
It's so funny. You know what?
She could have, but she's not that kind of person.
What's done is done. She hasn't properly banged Liz, but I just don't think that's ever going to happen.
I think Jax who did it. It was Jax, because when Jax went... ahead and said, if you ever need anything,
you know what? I saw the scene, Candace. I remember it. So,
okay, but what I'm saying is that Carly, to this day, Carly, not anybody else with Carly, but Carly, as a woman, as a mother, what? I mean, if I gave you my kids' organs and you didn't properly say anything to me, I would be extremely offended.
She did say, oh my gosh, man, Carly has talked to Liz about it. It's not like they haven't had a conversation about it.
Conversation. You mean to tell me that Carly has gone up to Liz and said, you know what, if it wasn't for you, my kid would be dead. Thank you so much.
Yes, she has. When they were on Carly, they talked about it.
I'm sorry, but Carly should never say anything to Carly
about
it.
Yes, she did.
Ever again, I'm sorry.
What episode was this, Carly? If you can tell me that, because I'm still trying to rack my brain.
I'll tell you when it was. Everybody be quiet for 1 minute. I'm going to tell you when Carly properly thanked Liz. When Children of the Corn was in that hospital bed, what was it, a few months ago, she finally acknowledged what Liz did. But first of all, she...
Wait.
First of all,
it's okay to call Dawson a name now? Okay.
First of all, let's go back to when Jake died. She should have never asked. First of all, Jason just lost his son.
I did not see anything wrong with that.
I did.
Should have never asked Jason to go to Liz, or they could have went together, number one. Number two, it took her, when did Jocelyn get sick? Over the summertime with the water crisis, what was that, July?
Yeah, July.
Over Jocelyn's bed, she finally showed Liz gratitude a year and a half later.
Okay, you're right.
Because I remember thinking it was about
she
time,
did,
number
so
one.
And okay, it was by calling the slut, okay? That's all it's doing. Anyway, so, you know, even Kathy is on your side, you guys, so let's move on.
No, Carly, I don't hate,
no,
I love
you. Move on.
I love Carly. When it comes between Elizabeth and Carly, I'll go with Elizabeth because Carly has been very mean to her.
Well, I will go with Carly every time, sorry.
Finally it comes out. Because let me tell you right there. That is irrational, because Liz has never done a goddamn thing to Carly.
That's irrational. That's crazy.
Wait, excuse me. Why is that irrational?
Carly's side over Elizabeth?
Okay.
I can see it. You're going to pick Carly's side over Jesus.
Wait. If you're going to pick my two favorite people against each other, then I'm going to pick who I want to pick. If you guys want to pick Liz, go ahead. I'm going to pick Carly. I'm going to go for the odd man out on that.
There's almost no choice because Elizabeth has done nothing to Carly, but Carly has done things to Elizabeth. It comes right down to that.
Elizabeth is the most sane in, you know, stopping Carly was,
you know what,
when she did.
You're absolutely right. Elizabeth is a saint. Period, plain and simple. If you want to just take those two, Elizabeth is a saint.
Damn straight. Every time.
Well, you know what, I will never see it that way. We're seeing that, okay, so what Carly has done stuff, but, you know, at the
that's
end of the
right.
day,
that's
you know what, no, at the end of the day,
Carly apologized. I'm looking it up. I just want to let all of you know, she apologized. It was May 2nd, 2008.
She apologized for her attitude.
Thank you. Thank you,
Jake
wasn't
you
mean
dead
to her mom?
Jake died in 2000 and, we're talking
11.
About thanking her for the organ. Jake died in 2000 and what, 11?
But I will 11. Say this. Carly did have it out with through the air. Bobby forgave, said there was really nothing to forgive her for. So, Carly did do what she did, but her and Bobby worked it out, and she did apologize to Bobby when Tony died. So, I was... Is that what you're talking about, Christy?
No, she's talking about 2008. When did she apologize
to
Liz in 2008?
That's the clip I saw, 2008.
Okay, that's not when... That's not,
she
okay.
properly thanked her for the organ this past summer. Because I remember thinking, Jesus, about time. And just for the record, let me say this 5,000 times. I don't hate Carly, but I'm not going to rubber stamp. If Liz did something wrong, I will be the first one on this show criticizing her. Period, plain, simple.
Well, that's how you do it. Well, when
that's
if
right.
my girl that
oh,
always
do.
Gets bashed for every crime
it's
she
not
commits.
Bashing.
No,
it's
yeah,
not
it is.
Someone's past.
I'm going to stick up for her. I'm sorry.
But that's irrational because you call yourself a little.
Excuse me. It's not irrational, Lisa. It's not at all.
I'm sorry.
It's,
I'm just, that's just the way
no, it's not irrational whatsoever.
And yes, it is. Because Carly
no, no. No, it's not because in real life I could have very well do the same thing. So I'm not about to go judge her for every little thing she does because I have been there. I'm not going to say, oh, Carly, you were so bad. No, I don't feel like that. I don't see it as being irrational.
I don't see that. I don't see that. Because Carly's threatening to take Liz's kid away. Well, you don't have a, you saw her.
Well,
you seen Carly Liz in that situation. It's the same. That's what I'm asking you.
She would have been perfectly happy to take Elizabeth's child away from her. Who does that?
Thank you.
You know what? You know what? I think that, you know what? She was doing for Jason, and I'm not saying it's right. No, I am not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying she did for the love of Jason, and I'm not going to go criticize her for something like that.
Jason told her to stay out of it. Jason did not want her to
go. Okay, you know what? Okay, people can say stay out of it and call me wrong. That's what I love about her. That's what I love.
It wasn't her place. It wasn't her place to take her blonde-haired ass over there and threaten to take her child away. No, it wasn't. It wasn't her damn business. No, it wasn't. And who the hell did she think she is in the first place? I'm sorry. And if the rumor is true,
if the rumors are true, what?
If that rumor is true, that she goes and she's bad mouthing Liz, then she gets what the fuck she gets. Run the bitch over with a bus.
Well, you know what? If she does what she's going to do, I'm going to applaud her. I am not going to judge her come next week. I am not going to say 100%. I am going to say, okay, maybe Kissy AJ was a bad move, but I am not going to sit there and say what she did was wrong. Because you know what? She is crazy about Todd.
Okay, she's right to bad mouth a woman who gave her son's organs to her daughter. She's right to do that. Okay, I'm a psycho then. I am really a goddamn psycho.
Well, it's I'm going to enjoy it. Well, I think it's interesting that they're going to have AJ open his mouth, if that's true.
Yeah. I'm so team AJ.
To defend Liz, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've heard, at least.
Yeah, every spoiler is always right. Let's remember that, too.
Why are you being sarcastic at me?
I'm just saying
I'm
that.
Sorry. I'm closing my mouth again.
Oh, real quick. Happy birthday to James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek. All right.
Now, what I heard today on the Dan Kroll show was that Bobby has been in Seattle all this time. I'm assuming she's been there with Lucas, but I don't know for sure. This is, I guess, how they're going to write it. Maybe not all the time that she's been off screen, but I guess they're trying to explain why she wasn't around when Joss got sick and, you know, when
right.
Luke was drunk. And,
how can they say that when we heard Paige and Bobby Spencer on the interview once or twice?
I guess what it is, it's probably a way to explain why she hasn't been around for all these, which makes sense. And to also explain why maybe, you know, she's coming back on the scene, you know. Because I think she comes back, she's probably going to hang out with Carly for a while from what I gleaned, what they were kind of saying. But they weren't giving too much away because I think it's still being filmed.
But no, I think someone told me that Zach and Zeman always filmed all of the stuff.
No, she was back on set today.
Yeah, she's back.
Okay.
Does that mean we're gonna have to see Jocelyn again? can they recast that kid?
Chart, did you see who asked to work with General Hospital?
Who?
You guys remember Emma from All
My
Children?
I saw her. I saw that.
Did you see her tweet?
Yes.
Everybody put it towards Ron and Frank's attention. Because that was so cute. And I was like, oh, she can play Jocelyn?
I saw that posted, yeah.
She's so cute.
Oh, but just for clarification, I have nothing against Jocelyn. It's the kid that plays her that scares me. It's not Jocelyn.
I don't think she's ugly, the little kid.
No,
I mean,
scary.
She's ugly. It's just the she looks the way that they have her, like with the long bleachy
the
white
eyes
hair.
And the hair.
The eyes and the pajamas that she was in. Reminded me of the kid from Children of the Corn.
Children of the Corn, exactly. Why do you think Ron dressed her up as an ear of corn? He saw that on Twitter. It wasn't a freaking coincidence.
What was the tweet? He was like, I know you guys have thought, you thought about this when you saw the episode and had the kid, Children of the Corn, out. Like, he knows this too well.
He could have dressed her up as a princess, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Belle, Beauty and the Beast. He dresses her up as an ear of corn. Come on. He could have put her as a chili pepper, for cripe's sakes.
I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like,
she doesn't blink. She scared the bejesus out of me.
Well, yeah. They need to do something with her hair.
Yeah,
they
like
really do. I need her to have some curls, some little Shirley Temple curls.
No, never mind the curls. Docking it up a bit, level 7 Claro or something.
Oh, yeah. I need her to have some lip gloss on. I need for them to do something with this. No offense. And, you know, I love the children. I love the kids. Candace loves the kids. But she needs to go to the tanning salon a little bit. Not over. Not just a little, like, little color.
Wow.
It was like a cross between Candace and Poltergeist.
They need to replace her. They need to replace her.
Of all the kids. Of all the
Danielle on. Emma from
Of all the sub kids on General Hospital, I think I find Emma really cute, the cutest.
Emma is.
Emma
Cameron. She's adorable. I love Emma, but
wait, but DMA, okay, with the Miami imagination, or did they recast Cameron?
Yes.
I like that little boy.
I miss him too.
I miss him too. And Becky sees him all the time because that's her next-door neighbor's son. But y'all know my feelings about Cameron. I was waiting for them to age him. I need him to be 13 by the end of this year. I want him and Molly. Like, I always thought it was weird. He was born after Cameron.
Yeah, you buy him as that.
Thank you.
Because it was him, Cameron, and Molly.
My wait. Okay, call me a problem. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. But then, then Cameron came before Molly, right? Or before Christina?
He came, it was the first. Months later, it was Cameron. And then a couple of months later, it was Molly.
Is he older than Morgan, too? I think so, right?
Yeah.
He's older than, like, 3 or 4 of those kids running around.
Oh, so they should have aged him by now.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
They're behind on that. Okay.
Think about how much trouble that boy could cause. I'm just saying. Him and Molly, that would have been a couple. That was my couple, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, who knows? Maybe there's Cameron and Molly fanfic out there.
Oh, let's
no, we were all just on. We were all just on. We all felt. Once they aged Molly, it was over with. I mean, Rafe should be Cameron. That's what I'm going to say. Rafe should be Cameron.
That's true.
Oh. That Rafe did it so adorable.
I love Rafe and Molly, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
And that annoying when she's been around Ray 5. I mean, that's just my opinion. I find Molly less annoying when she's around Ray.
She automatically became less annoying once she stopped talking about Romeo and Juliet and Sam and
Jason.
Somebody
on Twitter was like, it was her voice, like the actor's voice makes her sound whiny. And I'm like, well, I guess.
She's just a kid.
Yeah, she's only, what, 15?
She's all whiny, though, so.
No, I just didn't like her being in a grown folks' business. Like, she was Chuck Woolery Love Connection.
Well, you gotta think about it. She is Alexa's daughter. But then again, it doesn't explain, like, she's another character that I wish they would tap to her other side, because she is Sonny's niece. She is a
How about the time she was, like, over the summer, she was giving her mother, you know, relationship advice. I'm like, wait a minute, you're all of 15. What the hell do you know about relationships? Shut up and sit down.
Reality TV. That's probably she was watching some reality TV. Or,
you
know,
she reads
She's very naive girl. Like, you know,
she's
how hard it has been Jason and Sam back in the day. Like, oh, they're so good together.
Yeah.
Wait, is the book coming out Tuesday? Isn't Love in Maine coming out Tuesday?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Hold on.
One more.
Love in Maine. Remember the book that Molly was writing and then Connie, a.k.a. Kate, a.k.a. Connie, took and published as her own? Well, ABC was releasing that as a real book, and I can't remember if it was this coming Tuesday or next week.
I remember that thing was kind of pushed on the writers. I guess ABC wanted that book installed, and the writers were like, what the heck are we going to do with it?
They do it with all the characters, because that's how it happened with Robin's Diary. They were like, oh,
they didn't even come up with this themselves.
You know what? I actually don't laugh at me, you guys. I actually read Robin's Diary.
And you know what? That goes to show that executives do not belong, you know, making decisions for storylines and plots. Because, really, who gives a flying hoot?
But then again, I did buy the Spinelli book.
I didn't buy that one, but I did
buy Robin's Diary. How much hard-earned dollars did you waste on that?
I'll just talk to myself. It's okay.
Were there any naked pictures in it?
No, I mean, you know, I will say it wasn't the greatest book, but I don't know. I just bought it for the hell of it. Yeah.
Oh, it was a girl. Lisa Ling had a girl, y'all, not a boy. Sorry.
But I don't know. This book, whatever it is, it's just another way to meet a prop Jason and Sam, and I don't ever want to hear about them again. And did anybody look at that People magazine thing that they had for the age of 50?
I haven't seen it.
It's not worth the $12.
$12.
$12.
Yeah. Callie, tell them how much cash you had to pay.
For the Spinelli book? Well,
no,
I didn't have to pay anything because I got it.
No, for the library. No, for the People magazine.
Okay. Here's my little rant. Okay. You know, it was $11.99 here. But with our stupid tax, stupid tax, it was $13.01. And I'm like, come on.
That's why I have my little supermarket club card. Swipe that and get some change.
Should have just gone down to Oregon to buy it, Carly.
You should have just asked somebody to make you copy.
You should just spend the
$20
on gas.
No, I just had my cousin bought it for me and sent it to me, but I didn't think about it because I was dumb in that day.
Because it would have cost $30 or $3 to mail it to you.
But what you're really mad about
is... Pay the tax and smile. That's what they want you to do.
No, I mean... You know, I mean, I thought the magazine would be like,
Spinelli and Carly?
No, I know. I thought the Megan Thee movie like $8 or $7. It doesn't have to be so high.
It is a lot.
It's a collective issue. And it was, but I have to all my children, I have to all my children collect this issue. That didn't even cost as much as the general, and it was the same length, same
exactly.
Week, same pages. My issue with the general hospital was it was stuff that we, the fans, already knew. And not only that, they completely forgot about Lila and Edward Quartermain. I'm sorry. I took that a little offensive because they were so important to the general hospital.
Yeah, you should have took a lot offensive because that's ridiculous.
They were.
Well, and Jason and Liz were only in there once. That's what Carly also
said. They completely
believe it or not, I don't expect them to be on every page. They got to mention, what are you going to do? But, like, to omit Lila and Edward, really?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. There was no Helena, and everybody said, well, you know, Elizabeth Taylor was in. Okay, but guess what? She was a guest star. They were talking, they had a
second. And you know what? Yeah, I know it's not.
Obvious, but it was stuff that. Who doesn't know the General Hospital rack? Who doesn't know that? Who doesn't know the Port Charles map? Circa 1995. They didn't really, social issues. Like, they kind of skipped over that a little bit. I'm not even going to mention the little blurb that they had about Robin and Stone. When they talked about super couples, there was a whole bunch of people missing from that list.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
Like who?
You really want me to say it? Xander and Emily. Xander and Emily, I consider it a super couple.
What?
I'm sorry.
I'm going to tell you why. Couple with them.
I think super couple because in the 2000s, let's be honest. Let's name all the super couples in the 2000s. You had Sonny and Carly.
No, Sonny
and Jason. Jason and Courtney. Let's think about it. Push all the feelings aside.
No, they
every
were a couple.
Day,
I guess I have a different definition of a super couple then, because they were a couple, but they were never a super couple.
They said that was a super couple.
That's them.
What
I didn't like about was they had, Jason was on one page, and they had the slut and Jason on the other. I didn't like that.
Well, they had the power on everything they could around this time frame. To be honest, it was just a useless. It was a useless book, in my opinion. I would not have paid.
Yep.
I wouldn't have paid that much. I should have read it like I normally do with all magazines while I'm waiting, in the checkout. But I was just like, okay, I'm going to go and get it because it's General Hospital. It's a collector's item, and I can read it at work. I want my money back. Darn it.
It was shoddy. It was really shoddy. They didn't.
You know what
would have
made it better?
Everybody
should have been a cast photo. I think at the end there should have been a pullout.
Soap Opera Digest has one coming out.
I just wish they would have had a pullout poster, like a cast photo. I know they're doing one. I think, I forgot who tweeted it, but they said they were actually taking, it was Lisa. She said that she was, on her way to the studio to take the cast photo, with these amazing people. I wish that would have been in the People magazine. Like, in front had the original, the first cast that started it, in 1963, and then at the end pulled it out of the cast of today. That could have been a positive. That could have been one, but, whatever.
Well, it was just, how much was all my children one?
Wait a minute.
Candace?
Hold on, let me go and get it.
Well, I'm going to leave. I'll talk to you all later.
Bye, Carrie.
Hello.
Bye.
Bye, Carrie.
Carrie, why are you leaving me as?
All right, wait a minute. All right, my Glee collection. Yes, I got a Glee magazine, y'all. Don't judge me. Okay. This was actually $9.99. Hey, it's still good. It's still mint condition. Let me put it back in my Ziploc.
I have a question. You coming back to
my children. One episode.
And, I wonder if she's gonna do more.
She's hoping if her schedule allows it, and Prosper Park, because Prosper Park they're on break right now with All My Children, because One Life to Live is about to start. But Susan Lucci said she's coming back for one episode. Probably gonna be the same episode as Alicia Mitchell, because she's coming back for one episode.
Wait a minute. Zach and Kendall were the super couple of that show. How could she come back for one episode?
Because she wants to see how this does before she commits to anything. As like so many other people.
Okay.
Like Michael E. Knight said the same thing. He said he wants to come back, but he wants to see how this plays out, because you don't want to commit to something and it falls through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like Debbie Morgan, she pretty much said on Twitter she's going commuting back and forth from Maryland to New York and New York to Maryland, which is smart because she's been staying in a hotel, even though I think Parker Park should be paying for housing for them, but, you know, that's just my take about that.
Yeah.
Train expenses and hotel expenses, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, and I want to know, why isn't Bree Williamson going back to One Life to Live as Jessica? She was great.
Who?
I liked her, too.
Bree Williamson?
Oh, she's doing prime time, I think.
Uh-huh. You can catch her with her former lover, who's now playing the daughter's boyfriend on Deception. Yeah.
Are
you
You know, I do want to talk to Dana Valife for a sec, because that show this week and for the past couple of weeks have been getting so good, but it's also in the same breath. You know, I want to punch it. After the episode, I want to punch it. Not because it's a bad show right now, it's just people are getting away with things that people should not be getting away with. And the white people should not be getting away with it. I mean, you know.
I know what you're saying, Carly.
What am I saying?
You're saying, oh, wait a minute, I got to say goodnight to someone.
Someone. Love you.
Oh, I love you, too.
Oh, me too. Oh, God. I'm sorry, go rest
your dad.
Okay, good
night.
Love you.
Sorry.
How cute. Okay, I'm mad because I just feel like, that's all right now. I mean, it's good, but, and if we have any data of our life calls, call now at 1-347-850-8721. But no, I'm getting mad because there's three people that have to go. They have to go yesterday because they are making the show bad, 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 bad. Like how
three people. Three people. Easy. Nick, Kristen, Chloe. Go.
And then we'll come back.
And never come back.
Chloe. I mean, I heard people talking about they just, you know, what? I've been just watching Priest Eric. Father Eric.
I gave it to you when you went out to get it. It was on the table.
I mean, what did you think, Kathy, of the whole, this whole Nick thing? Because You know, I think that's what is making me want to kill Days of Our Life right now, because, you know, this bastard is just making me want to just scream. He should be back in jail, or he should be dead.
He's a homophobe.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, it's... Oh, okay, we have a call. And this... 503, you're on the air. Welcome to Carly's Crazy Show tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, are you a Dave Vosser?
I am.
So, how are you feeling about Dave?
I'm ready for EJ to get rid of Nick.
Kill him. I want him killed.
Kill him. Me too. He's an awful, awful. I can't even look at his face.
That's what I say. I can't look at his face.
He's awful. And I'm so sick of him saying, my baby. It's not your baby, bud.
No, it's not his baby. I can't believe what he did to Will.
I know. Awful. Will's such a sweetie.
I know, and I love Sonny, too. I like Will and Sonny. They're my favorite couple. I don't like Kristen either, or Chloe. Three of them.
No. Chloe's awful. Poor Jennifer.
Good. See, other people think that way.
I mean, the whole John and Chris, you know, Brady and Kristen thing, come on. I mean...
That's just so disgusting. Like, what are you doing?
And she's so bad. She is bad. Chloe's bad. But I think out of the three, Nick is the worst.
Oh, he's awful. I so want EJ just to get rid of him.
I know. I want EJ to have him killed.
Yeah, or kill himself.
And everything he says, Gabby goes right along with it. But I think if she knows what he did to Will, I don't think she'd like that. I'm not sticking up
for
Gabby.
That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for Will to talk to Gabby. And, like, do you know what your man's trying to do right now?
Really?
She's just so naive.
I know.
And then the whole Rafe and Kate thing, that just grosses me out, too.
Ooh.
Like, what are you doing? Gross.
I always liked Rafe because I liked Rafe and Sammy. I did. I really liked Rafe and Sammy. Now I see him in bed with Kate. Now I don't even like Rafe.
I want to fast forward the scene.
Yes, I have been. I've kind of fast forwarded it because I don't like to fast forward because I like to hear what people are saying. But there's nothing they could say that makes me want to watch that scene. Oh my God.
No, I always fast forward it. I can't watch it.
Oh.
But it's almost like Kate is making love to her son, because that will be, Austin and Lucas always say, so right there, that's really disgusting.
Well, especially to know that he had Stefano's penis in her, and you're going to go hump that? That's disgusting.
And you know, they have no chemistry. At least I can't say it. If they had chemistry...
No.
He was a younger guy. If they had some chemistry, I could say, well, okay, maybe. They have no chemistry. None.
None whatsoever. That was
stupid writing. I don't know who's writing this show, but they really, they must be making, I mean, you're calling, you don't know us. We all think the same way. The Nick thing's got me the worst, though. The Nick thing.
Yeah. But, you know, Dave does something that others don't do. They tape 4 months in advance. So really, if something's really crappy and sucking, we have to put through with it for almost 4 months. They tape so much ahead of time that it's not even funny.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have to put up with this.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Are you from, like, Rhode Island?
Oh, I'm from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, I was going to say, I recognize that accent. It's the same area.
You know, I mean, it's like, it's sick. It's wrong. And, you know, and another thing Days of Our Life needs to do is tell us where Bo Brady is. Come on. Elvis it. That,
do what? Where Bo Brady is.
Where's Bo? Where's Bo? Come on, people. How many times can you go to the bathroom?
He's just been gone for a long time. Like, seems like over a month at least.
I mean, he left the show, but I mean, he's gone from the show. But I have a feeling, I just have a feeling that he's going to decide to come back. Because
he never came back since his mom went to the Alzheimer thing. He hasn't been
right,
back. She came back, but he didn't.
Because the actor Peter Recker left the show, and he quit. But
he quit.
I have a feeling he's going to come back because they haven't wrote him out, really. So I have a feeling he's going to change his mind to come back. That's what I think. But
he could go to Bowden Beautiful.
He could.
You know why I said that.
I just can't imagine him anywhere else. He's been on that show for longer than I've been born.
Yeah, he's been on there a long time.
I just can't imagine going to... I didn't even like when they replaced him with a different Bo. I didn't like that other Bo.
No,
Robert Calca Kelly.
Yeah, known as Stavros on DH. So how did you get to General Hospital, Days of Our Life?
Me?
Yeah.
Grew up with it. Grandma watched it, and then sisters watched it, mom watched it, and I left it for years and then started working and needed something to watch it at night when I came home to wind down, and then I started DVRing it again.
You know, that's really funny, though. My grandma, got me hooked on it, too.
That's grandma's for you.
Yeah. Stubborn grandmas. Very stubborn grandmas. For anyone that wants to know the grandma update, she's doing good. She's a little stubborn. She's walking a little. She's gone for a week to the Double Island. She's gone for a whole week, and I hope she will be okay. And if she's not, there will be heads to roll.
Well, that's good. So what do you think about the Nicole and Eric situation? You think he's going to cave?
I want them to
take
do more than kiss.
No, I mean, do you think he's going to cave in with his little priesthood stuff and play with Nicole?
I think he'll be with her before you know it.
I think so, too. She's looking really cute these days, too.
And she's good. She's not a bad girl, Nicole. She's a good girl, Nicole, right now.
No. Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
She's had her issues, but I've always liked her.
I think Nicole should slap Chloe for all the things she's doing right now. I think Nicole should just walk up to Chloe and slap her.
Yeah, well, that's what she was good about Jennifer, even though they've had their issues. She warned her about Chloe. And Chloe was her best friend, so that was...
Yes, I was very happy with Nicole for that. Because there's been plenty of times I haven't liked Nicole. In my experience watching it, there's been plenty of times I haven't liked Nicole. So right now I'm liking her, but
remember
Eric,
you said
Eric is a priest.
I know. That was one funny thing that Kristen said. Don't fall in love with a priest. She's awful. She looks horrible with Brady too. That's just another gross thing. It's like ew. I have to fast forward them in bed together too.
Oh, I fast forward that. I do.
Well, if you think about it, you guys, this might gross you out. I did the math, and he was like 3 years old when John and Kristen started dating.
Exactly. It's so disgusting.
And she makes me sick. I mean, she's using him. Now she's got him in the in the Demira Mansion. I mean, she did all those cry things. My daddy, I get to be near my daddy. Oh, please, my father.
Well, that's what's crazy, even when he busted her line. And he still fell for her shit.
Yeah. He's so stupid. They're writing him so stupid.
Because they
are. Really not.
His brains went to his chest muscles.
I like the way Victor was talking to him.
Yeah.
I love Victor and Maggie.
Yeah, Victor's a gutty.
They're a normal couple.
Yep.
I mean, Victor was always so normal, but once he got with Maggie, it worked. But
yeah.
Some reason,
has anyone done the research? Do you think Parker's, like, Daniel's son in real life? Because he kind of looks like him.
I don't. See, I don't think Sean Kristen has any kids.
I don't think he's married, is he?
I don't think so.
I remember
him
back on 90210.
Yeah.
When he was Donna's little fling. No, but it's like, that's a good looking, I mean, it looks like it really could be his son in real life. He kind of looks like him. I know either. I was curious. I was like, because he's always been such a quiet little kid, too. He doesn't say much for his age. He's really quiet. Little toddler.
Yeah, he's not. He's kind of too quiet. He's
yeah,
not saying
like,
a
really
word.
Quiet.
He should be saying something. At
that's
his
what
age.
I'm saying. Yeah, he's looking like he's at least 2.5, 3. Like, and he's just so super quiet.
Yeah, he should be saying something.
Yeah.
I wonder.
You know.
And
but,
you know,
I mean.
You know what? Now Chloe's mother is there. She's so bad. She's bad. Now there's two working against Jennifer.
I know. You know, I totally forgot who she was till they showed her face with Chloe calling her, and I'm like, oh, yeah. But, yeah, poor freaking Jennifer, once again.
Yeah. Jennifer.
She's so
I love Jennifer. I really, you know, I love Jennifer. You know, I thought... You know, I mean, Daniel and her are so cute. Leave them alone. Don't screw them up. You screwed a lot of couples up this way.
Well, I'll be happy if Jennifer kind of turns a little bit naughty. Just a little bit. She's always been so good. It's just like, you know what? Play your competition.
I agree. She's too goody-two-shoes. She has to fight back. She has to fight back.
Way too goody-two-shoes. It gets kind of old to see her be so goody all the time.
Yeah, like, go for what you want, girl. Fight.
No,
fight
for
Daniel.
Fight a little dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and you have
to bring
him.
Yeah, and it's funny that, you know, I just want to see a bad cat fight between them because what Abby did last week to Chloe, I'm like, go, Abby, go.
Yeah, see, and forget choking her. I would have punched her in her face.
But the whole thing made Abby look but it made Abby look bad. Chloe gets the upper hand. It made Abby look bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I mean, you know, I can see why she did what she, you know, I mean, I, you know, Chloe needs to go away.
Yeah, I'm over her. Well, she can't go away, though, because the son's involved. So she's going to have to stay there for Daniel to be a part of Parker's life. But like, I agree with Jennifer. No. We'll have a mediator, and there's no reason you need to talk to that bitch.
Yeah. I heard that Nadia Bourgeois wasn't staying for a long time. That's what I heard when she came back. She was only there
temporarily. The one that played Chloe.
That she wasn't there for the long run. She was only there for, you know, a short-term basis. So I'm hoping that's true.
Well, and what the hell's up with, like, Sean Douglas and stuff? I haven't seen him in years.
That's where Bo is, visiting him.
Oh, okay.
That's where Bo's supposed to be, visiting him. wherever they are. I think Hope mentioned where they are with Belle and what's the baby's name? I forget.
I can't remember the baby's name.
I can't remember.
But, I mean, there has been rumors that they might bring Farnaville back to the campus. There have been rumors the past couple of months that they might bring them back. And if they do, I think that's a really good idea.
Well, the two Shawns are free.
Yep. And, I mean, I didn't mind the other Belle, you know, not Kristen Stones.
Yeah, I didn't like her as Belle.
Martha, hey, guys, Madsen. I'm going to go. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Oh, Samantha, I'm so sorry.
No, don't worry about it. Bye.
Bye-bye.
But no, maybe Kristen Stones, you never know, could be leaving ZH, and maybe she will go back today. No, but which song would you like? Which song, Douglas, would you guys like? Would you like number one or number two?
No, not tonight. Tomorrow? I'm on the phone.
Not tomorrow.
Well, I'm sorry. It's way too late tonight.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm on the phone. Go.
Okay,
listen,
please listen. He's off the gas, and
he's going to give me the address over the phone. I will talk to you about it later. Goodbye.
Later,
it's already too late right now. Okay, I'm on the phone.
Lord Almighty, children.
Kids! Kids, oh, great! Type ABC 5 at once. What was I? No, I mean, who would you like? Number one or number two to come back?
For what? Belle?
No, for Sean.
Oh,
both...
It's been so long, I can't even remember. I remember one was super cute. I think that was the first one. And then the second one...
That was Jason Cook.
Yeah, wasn't the second one, like, super skinny and kind of, isn't he dating Chloe in real life?
Yep.
I don't like that one. I don't like the second one.
See, I did like Jason Cook a lot better. I did. I thought, you know, there was
the skinny
a
one?
Lot of... No, the first one. The first one that, you know, I mean, I thought they were really good.
Yeah, I liked the first one, too. But the second one that came on, I didn't care for him.
I like Jason Cook. I like Jason Cook when he was younger with Kirsten Storms, when she was playing Belle. I thought they were cute, young love, and they were young, and they were cute. Then I'm not sure if I would like Jason Cook with Martha Madsen, if she comes back, because, of course, Kirsten Storms can't come back because she's on General Hospital. So I'm not sure about the chemistry between Brandon Beamer and Martha Madsen. I'm not sure how that would be. I don't think they would. Were they together?
I thought they were for a while.
They must have been, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were. They were.
They were a couple. No, I'm sorry. I'm not sure about Jason Cook with Martha Madsen. Brenda Beamer
was
with Martha Madsen.
Who was the little blonde chick that was Belle's friend?
Mimi?
Mimi.
Yeah. And she's on a different soap now, too.
Now she's not on any.
Oh, she's not?
No.
No, one life to live got cancelled.
Oh,
and
that's right. I didn't know that's where she went.
No, but there was a big feud between Kristen Stones and the one that played Mimi. It was very interesting. We saw it all play out on Duty Soap. Mm-hmm. It was a reality show, but it was very interesting. You know, I wish they would do something with Abe now. I mean, I want Abe and Kayla. Just have Abe
and Kayla.
Yeah,
Abe has, like, no parts anymore at all. And then he called the cops on Chloe and Annabelle. Like, that's his first role he's had in, like, weeks.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, you know, I think a lot of actors, you know, go through the cycle of being off for a while and then finally on, and, you know, because we hardly ever see Roman on there anymore, hardly.
Now, see, I heard a rumor about Kayla and Abe.
Yep.
And I was like, what? That'd be a weird combo.
Well, I would like to see, you have Stephen Nichols' past, who was, you know, on there, who left Ryan Allen. Maybe past will come back, because, you know, they're kind of
dead.
No, he came back from the dead.
Oh, he never came back. Oh, like Stefano, 20 million times.
Well, no, see, that's something when you were not watching. He came back from the dead. It was, you know, really good. And then he was on for a while. They got them together. They were happy. They had another baby. And then him and Mary Beth both got fired. And then off screen, you have Pat and Kayla Gary DeVos.
Huh. Well, I like that they at least brought the original patch back.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good. I mean, you know, I just want Nick to be down.
You know what I'm wondering? Is that prisoner that Eric's working with, he's the one that, like, I think stabbed Nick and told him snitches get stitches or whatever.
Oh.
And he's just about to be released. So I'm wondering if something's going to go on, like maybe we'll go after Nick.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that's the guy. I know.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Because he's just about to ready to get released. So I'm like, well, maybe he's going to go after Nick. I don't know what Nick did in prison or whatever, but maybe that's what will off Nick for us.
Well, I still think it would be really funny if EJ did too. Just because EJ would do good and not evil, and you know, I'm like, yeah, off him, Sammy, off him.
I'm kind of torn. I like her with both of them, like in different ways. With her and Rafe, and then her and EJ. Like, EJ, I know he's a little naughty, but, like, I still like him.
I'm just afraid when Stefano gets back, EJ's going to be bad again.
You know,
doing all that bad
shit. I hope not.
I'm afraid he's going to be bad again. He's going to be doing bad shit when his father gets back. He always, you know, every time Stefano's there, he gets in those bad ways, and I just don't want that to happen.
I know, me too.
Because he's been good. He's been good.
Yeah, he's been really good.
He's been really good, and, you know, he really cares about Will, and, you know.
I know, I love that he loves Will. It's so cute, their relationship.
Yeah,
he
it
liked
is.
How
it's
he
like
knew he was gay before Sammy did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what is going to be really interesting when everyone, if the whole town really find out why Will gave up his rights, I think when people find out that he gave up his rights, I think Marlena and Kate especially is not going to let this go down without a fight. They are feisty, and Marlena and Kate will fight for the death for Will.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know. I mean, I know soap world is different than real world, but I think, like, it doesn't even matter. Lucas already did the time for that crime. You can't
just throw
it off on somebody else. So it's, and I don't know. I mean, I think that the crime's already been paid for, regardless who did it, and EJ's not going to press charges. So that whole thing mind boggles me a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing boggles me. I'm like, okay, and it makes me mad because, you know, they took this, you know, I don't know, they took Dustin involved in this, and, you know, let Dustin do something, too. That would be cool.
Yeah,
I don't think he can.
I really don't think he can because EJ's a lawyer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Besides Justin being like a family lawyer, EJ is more of a different type of lawyer. But I don't know.
I think EJ
would be able to do anything. But
well, EJ can kill him. That's why EJ is there for.
Nick is
somebody
very
needs
smart.
To kill him.
Nick is very smart. He's very smart.
He's one of those psychos you have to watch out for.
Yeah, watching out for psychos, and he's one of them. And, you know, I mean, Gabby needs to open her eyes before it's too late. I mean, come on.
I know, she's driving me nuts.
She's marrying a control freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, well, whatever you want, Nick, is fine with me. And I'm like, okay, shut up. Shut up and not talk anymore, Gabby.
No, she's driving me nuts. And she's questioned him a couple times. It's like, hello, you don't know nothing about him. You've been with him 6 months. And you're ready to marry him already? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's why I didn't like. I thought Nick and Gabby moved way too fast. They did. They moved way too fast.
Well, I just wish she would feed into the Will situation a little bit more. They've been friends forever. Plus, they dated. Like, why aren't they having that conversation of,
mm-hmm.
do you know what your man's doing to me? Like, do you know what he's saying to me? Do you know that he doesn't want me involved with the baby at all? Like, where's that conversation?
Yeah, and, you know, it's making me mad because, you know, I just, you know, I hope we don't, I hope they don't get married, and I hope we get stopped, and I hope someone rises up to Nick very, very, very soon. Very soon. Very soon.
Well, even Rafe reading his file, like, hello.
I know.
That's
Rafe
your big brother.
Like,
would you want your sister, yeah, would you want your little sister with a guy like that? I wouldn't. He kidnapped somebody.
No,
he murdered somebody.
But, you know, Rafe was kind of busy bedding Kate, so he's not really thinking.
I don't even want to think about that. You just made me have a bad visual again.
Well, I know it's sick and wrong, and it's very, very sick, and people need to, yeah. You know, but I mean, I'm enjoying Dave, but this, you know, some of the storylines are making me mad, and I don't think Hope is on it as much as she should be. And
no, she's hardly on. She comes in.
No, yeah.
Hospital room. She goes here, but just there's no bow.
And I'm sick of her being all over Nick. Why are you on that guy's side?
Me too. I'm sick of that.
You know, and what I don't get is, you know, here she's sticking up for Nick, but really is her cousin too.
Right.
Well,
right.
Exactly. Plus, it's like she's always been way closer to Sammy and that whole situation. So why the hell are you sticking up for Nick?
I do not get at all.
I think she touched his hair the other day or something like that. I'm like, oh, my God. Ugh.
Yeah.
And I forget, like, how are they even related, her and Nick?
Well, here we go. Marie.
Oh, here we go. It's
Marie,
it's crazy.
Right?
Yeah, it's through
Marie,
I guess.
Marie's daughter. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marie's daughter. Now let's think how old Marie would be. Marie's daughter Is it Marie's daughter's son or Marie's daughter's daughter's son?
Yeah, Marie, it's crazy. It's
Marie's daughter.
No, wait, who is that? Hope's mom?
No, Marie was a daughter of Tom and Alice Horton.
Okay.
She was a nun for a while, but she did have a child. In fact, they showed his mother at the prison hearing when he was getting out of prison. They showed her. Of course, we've never seen her before, I don't think.
No.
But remember when he was getting out of prison, during the time he was getting out of prison, they showed his mother.
Yeah, I think I missed that one.
That's Marie's daughter. Right, Carly?
Okay.
Is that Marie's daughter?
Or did she go?
Oh, by the way, you guys, we are in overtime, so this is really cool.
No, did you hear a question?
Is that Marie's daughter, the one that I always forget? Marie's daughter,
okay.
The one that...
It was like Marie's daughter, and then she met Nick's dad, and then that's how Nick came. But it was all done off screen, so I don't think we ever saw it. Did we, Kelsey?
We didn't see all that background, but it's a direct relationship of Marie, who was Tom Horton and Alice Horton's daughter. So that's how he's related. I think the other day, didn't Lucas say your great-grandfather?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lucas in the hospital?
He said he practically built this hospital, and he wouldn't be happy looking down at
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
he said
like
your great-grandfather. So that would be Marie. Marie would be his grandmother, and her father was Tom Horton, so that would be his great-grandfather.
Is Marie related to like Hope's parents? Then is that her sibling?
Yes, Marie would be Hope's mother's sister.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, Marie would be Hope's mother's sister. And years ago, okay. I'm older, so I know they were all in it years ago, many years ago. They were all there. I've seen it from the beginning, so I just don't remember all of it, but.
Yeah, I get lost sometimes. I'm like, wait, what?
Well, that's why you have to call in here and talk to Kathy Vexler, because she knows everything.
I know. I was listening to her earlier. I was like, I love her little accent. I knew she was around East Coast somewhere. I just couldn't picture. I was like, Rhode Island, somewhere around there.
Well, yeah, she got the nice blizzard today, so she was not happy. Because she missed days of our life.
Yeah, we had no shows on. It was all weather reports all day, every station.
Yuck. So you're snowed in, too?
Well, yeah, we got like a foot of snow, but you know, it's okay now. The streets are cleared, and, you know, it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah, you guys are used to it. You know how to deal with it.
Yeah, it's fine. The streets are cleared. Everything's fine. It's going to be gone because the weather's going to be in the 40s, so, you know, it's going to be fine. No big deal.
Yeah, my sister's been in Vermont forever, and now she's in Connecticut, so I know all about that snowy weather.
Well, we haven't had any snow here in Seattle at all this year, and I kind of miss the white stuff. I miss the white stuff.
No, but today was gorgeous. It was like almost 50
degrees. It was so pretty here too. It was really, really pretty.
I love it. I went out and soaked up my vitamin D.
Well, you know, I mean, it was nice. It was finally really nice today, and you know, no rain. But we are supposed to have rain for the rest of the weekend.
We're supposed to be beautiful throughout Sunday. That's
not fair. It's going to be raining. And I'm like, that is not fair. You know, that is not fair at all.
So what was up with the freaks calling in today?
We don't know.
We, like, what are guys going to call into a freaking soap show?
They were disgusting. They were all disgusting.
They were. I know. I mean, sometimes we get people like that, and, you know, they were calling, like, one after another, and I would see them on the Swiss boat, and I finally, well, I did. You guys, I just hung up on them. I'm like, okay, I'm not even taking your call ever again.
Do you have the power to block them?
Yeah, well, no. They can call back as many times. I just have to hang up on them. And in the album, I had to block a couple of people. And I'm like, why am I getting trolls tonight? I mean,
Night I was on the Saturday night show I go to, and, they kept coming on. Allie had them one night, Callie, on her show. They kept coming on. All these people were calling. Just weird. It's like weird. They just,
like, you have nothing better
from.
To do? Go get a life.
Really?
Yeah, they were awful tonight. I was like, holy cow.
Yeah, it's like, and they finally stopped it. I'm like, yay. Yay, never come back, you bad people.
I was like, how would you even get the number or anything? What is, I don't know, that was weird.
Oh, well, because you can see it on the Blog Talk page, and you can basically call any number that is on air. So, you know, pretty
what
much.
What little douchebags, though. You have nothing better to do but, like, call and harass for no reason.
Yeah, I had this one guy one night. Calling, I don't know, Kelsey, if you were on there, if you were on the line, you know, he just started really just talking about bad sex thing, and I'm like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness.
Well, that's what he said tonight, something about Shrek, some effing him in the asshole, whatever he said.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh my gosh, you're getting hung up on now, buddy. But I wrote down the names and their thingies in case they ever call again. I can just
ignore them. Yeah,
hang up on them. It's, you know, hanging up on people is fun. I figured out how to do that.
Yeah.
I figured out how to do that, and
well,
I'm
too bad you can't block them somehow. Not even have to. Hang up on them. It's too bad, you know, you can't just put, like, a
I
block
know.
On them.
I don't think there is a way. Hey, Lazana, you still, I bet Lazana fell asleep on the phone, but I don't know if there's a way, but it was annoying. But you know what the best part of tonight is, people?
What?
Wine.
That is the best part.
Yes, and just so people know, I'm only on one glass, and it's high, and it's like my glass is like half empty.
It should be half full.
Half full, whatever. But I'm only going for one glass. Yes.
That's good.
Yes. So, yeah, but you should call in every week because we try and get people more talk about dates because Kathy and I are the only ones that really watch it, right, Kath?
Yeah, I just don't know General Hospital, so.
Well, yeah. General Hospital gets heated.
I knew it back in the day, but, well, you know, with Sunny and Brenda and all that, but I haven't watched it for so many years that I can't even keep up with you guys.
Well, Zeno Hospital is what I call all heated, so it gets very heated and, you know, it gets very fun and, you know,
yeah, I heard how heated it got tonight.
What?
I said, yeah, I heard how heated it got tonight.
Well, yeah, it got
But I didn't
really
know who
heated.
You guys were commenting about, so I couldn't even have an opinion. I didn't know who you were talking about.
Yeah, I've been just calling and saying I'm right, and, you know, you've been fight is with the host. So, yeah, but no, I mean, it gets really heated, and, you know, and,
Callie, are you going to get upset if I tell you I'm going to bed?
I am, too. I got to go deal with my child, so.
Okay, well, so are you, are both of you really going to bed, or are you?
Well, I'm not going to bed, but I have to go deal with my child. She's going to bed, though. She's 3 hours ahead of us.
Well, yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you for a good show, Callie.
You're welcome.
Hey, nice talking with you.
Nice
is
talking
Kathy?
To you, too. I like a day. I'm Kathy. What's your name?
Alicia.
Kathy.
Alicia. Okay. Call again.
No.
Nice talking to you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.